I made that character.
Okay, so we've got
Mr. Nipples.
We've got Layer Assault, Forge of the Dawn Titan, and this is the second go around for a couple of you guys. But for a couple of you guys, it's the first time through, so this should be interesting. Can everyone just quickly, we'll go around the table, give me your character's name, their class, and their race, and just so that we've got it for the record. So we'll start with Winston.
So my character is...
And guys, pay attention to what everybody else is playing, because this could be important.
Cujo de Buco, who's a halfling sumo wrestler.
Okay.
I'm a drag queen monk.
Okay. So we got two monks in a row.
Tom,
who are you playing?
I'm a dragonborn barbarian.
Dragonborn barbarian, okay.
Sorry.
I am Presto, a tiefling wizard.
And I made that guy, that's why his name is crappy. Because I'm bad with names.
Presto.
And Joe, who are you playing?
Garl Pies?
Sure. I said sure.
Garl Pies.
Genasi Sword Mage.
Okay. And which Genasi element are you? You're a fire soul, I take it?
Lava.
Lava? Okay.
Wait, no, magma soul.
Whichever. Okay. I figured it was one of the fire ones, so just want to make sure. Okay. So, I'm not going to read through everything again because three of the five of you guys have played this before.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My rage is
Oh, rage? Your barbarian rage? That's a daily.
Yeah, you have to basically you give up another daily in order to get your rage power.
Basically, yeah.
But if you've got a.
Once you use your daily, your barbarian daily, your first one, that's usually enters your rage dance, and that's why you can start using it.
Yeah.
And because this is like there's one encounter, just turn it on immediately because it won't go away.
It says a fifth level.
No. I counter power, I become invulnerable.
Okay, how do you zoom in?
That is like the most OP
ever.
I am like
soaking in your talking about fire.
So just slide over just a smidge.
I'm wet.
Okay.
Yep.
Yo, Jack, just come on back to the stream. I'm not gonna meet you.
Okay, guys, so there's this whole preamble about why you're here from the story, but because we've gone through this before, I'm not going to read through the whole thing again, because it's a page and a half. Basically, this takes place in Neverwinter. This evil tiefling, Mordai Vel, he's creating this evil scepter, and if he is able to finish the ritual to create it, it means bad news, end of the world, and all that stuff.
Summoning some kind of giant death god.
And, he's channeling the power of, like, a primordial elemental god. So the idea is that you have 4 minutes in-game, which is 20 rounds, although 20 rounds is usually 2 minutes, but you have 20 rounds to find him and kill him. That is how you win. Nothing else counts as victory. If the end of 20 rounds comes and he's still alive, not just unconscious, he's got to be dead. If he's still alive, you lose. So, you guys have a map of the dungeon, so that's I've provided out there.
This is where we are,
we're
right here.
Exactly, yes.
And
we want to get in here.
So everything in here that's not your friends...
Because this is lava.
Lava?
Okay, so...
Unless you disarm the traps.
These are not in the first.
And this is obviously where we have to find the cave.
Let's just slam through that one.
You can try.
Is it lava?
Okay. These are your heroes here, and I'll just describe what you see. These two guys with the torches pointing their fingers, these are actually statues. That lizard-looking guy is a dragonborn in heavy armor, and these dinosaur things are hellhounds. So they're fire dogs breathing fire, and they have like an aura of fire around them.
We'll attack the
This is different from last time.
Oh. I can change the monsters every time.
Oh.
And I will.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so... I'll talk to just a couple of things. Anyone who has fire resistance, your fire resistance is cut in half.
Yeah.
So remember, fractions are rounded down. So if you've got fire resistance, that's an odd number. You're gonna round it down. So if you had 5, it's down to 2. If you had 9, it's down to 4. And I'm just gonna give you the damage, and I'll tell you if it's fire or not, and I leave it to you to track it appropriately. We'll go from there.
I'll charge up to the dragon. Wait, is it possible to charge the dragon?
Yeah, you can charge.
We'll see what happens, because he may move before your turn rolls around.
How do you
rage? Okay, doors in the dungeon can be opened with a minor action.
Yeah, because there's a thing, open every door.
And let's see, what else we got here? Okay, so this room you're in here, there are 4 pools of liquid, and in each pool... Yeah, if you guys have played before, know it's oil. It's about this deep. It's these pools of oil. They don't stop your movement, but they will ignite if they catch on fire. In each of the 4 pools, there are 2 fish, which you can try and identify using a nature check.
I would love to do that.
And that's where we start. So I've got Winston. This is the initiative. So you guys all rolled right together. It's going to be Winston, Tom, Barry, Connor, Joe, and then my monsters kick in. So Winston, you're up first.
Okay. But first is
second?
Yeah, these guys aren't in the room.
Okay.
I'm second?
You are second, yes.
Okay, good.
Now remember, it's going to be 1 initiative for the whole encounter, the whole time we're here tonight. So you can always delay if you want, but right now this is the initiative unless something changes.
If you have any dailies that last until the end of the encounter, use them now.
Yeah, if you got something that'll last for a long time. Okay, so Winston, you're up first, right? What do you want?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll just like get a drink afterwards.
Okay. I should just start off with a daily.
Winston, then Tom.
All right,
I'm gonna. I want to try and keep the thing moving.
I'm gonna use my first daily first. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Stunning palm stance.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Does that require a standard action?
No. It's a stance, so it just goes into it.
Okay. It's a free action then?
It's a no. It's okay. Never mind. It needs to. Okay. Forget it. You're right.
Not saying you can't do it. I'm just asking.
Yeah. No, but. Okay, no, here's what I'll do. There's a minor action. I'll turn on Fighting Fury. Gives me +3 to damage.
Okay.
All right. And then I'll move 1, 2, 3. I'll go here.
Bam.
I'm blue. I'm a lava stone.
Okay, so sorry, Winston, you move up.
I move up to that.
I assume you move in such a way as to not provoke an opportunity attack?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
This way, like that?
Yeah, no problem.
I reveal my sumo body.
Okay.
And then I use Eternal Mountain.
So now, as I said, the Hellhound has a fire aura.
Mm-hmm.
So if you end your turn next to it, you're going to take 5 fire damage.
That's okay.
You can see the aura flat out.
All right. I will take the damage.
Okay.
So I'll attack first.
Well, yeah, we'll resolve the encounter, the action first. Tom, you're going to be up next, and then Barry.
Not right now.
Fire away there.
That's 6 on the die.
Yep.
24 fortitude, and he takes 2d8. That's 10 plus 5. Okay, 15 plus 30. 15 plus flurry is 21 points of damage.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to assume that it's, unless you tell me otherwise, the damage is just normal, straight up damage. If you're doing lightning or thunder or fire or cold or radiant, you've got to tell me. If I don't hear it, it is regular damage.
According to this, it's damage. The keywords are implement and psionic.
Yeah.
And he's not prone. So he's prone.
Okay.
Do that.
Yep. Just tip him over.
All right.
And how does, radiant.
That's it, you're done?
Add 3 more points.
Why?
Because of my stance, Fighting Fury.
Okay. So Winston's done. Tom, you're up next. You take 5 points of damage for ending damage. 5 points of fire. Does anybody here have fire resistance? You do as a gymnast, don't you?
I can take a damage. Okay. And resist all damage.
But you don't. Nobody has just fire resistance. Well, Barry, you do.
Resist 9 fire.
So actually, this is actually resist 11, but it's been cut in half. So your fire resist is down to 5. So anytime I tell you take fire damage, take 5 right off the number. So if I say take 10, take 5 off.
You can be in close combat with the fireman.
Okay. So Tom, you're up first. Oh, you're up next. What are you doing?
Yes, I know. That
was I've never played a barbarian, so I gotta leave it to you. If you don't know how to work the guy, then just do your best.
Okay. I think raging gives you a plus bonus.
No, it doesn't, okay, it
just,
doesn't give
just
you any.
Read what the daily does. And yeah. Then what the daily does,
daily
that's your stance.
Is if you are ranged.
No, no, here's the
you
thing.
Enter you enter a stance you, yeah. when you become ranged.
You use the daily, you do the move, and then you and then once that move, once you've done that daily move, that's when you enter your range.
What, range
oh,
strike?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he gets
and to do that move, you have to give up the daily.
No, no, no. It's
yeah.
Just read the power. It should
read
all be
the
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What,
okay. So see how your daily. Just go ahead. I guess whose turn is it right now? Yours.
It's Psalms. You want to delay? We'll let someone else go while you look it up.
Where? Yeah, I'll delay so Barry.
Okay. So Barry, what are you gonna do, bud?
I'm gonna be staff of resilience.
Okay. That gives you what? Temporary hit points equal to.
You spend a healing surge, but you regain no hit points. Instead, you gain temporary hit points. Equal to twice your healing surge value.
So what's your surge value on that guy? I think it's 10?
10.
So you get 20 temporary hit points.
Nice. That was a minor or standard?
And, minor action.
Alright, cool.
Plus one attack rolls and damage rolls.
Yeah. No, that's if you use it, but don't worry.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to use the power, then throw the staff away because
yeah.
you don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
So that's a free action.
And I'm
so
going to use Wizard's Fury.
Wizard's Fury, you turn on your magic missile.
Yeah.
Okay, now you also get an attack, just a straight up attack. Or you can move.
Oh, I'm gonna use a magic missile on him.
Okay.
Magic missile.
Oh, do you have that special data that's you two magic missiles?
Yeah, that's the one he just turned on.
Oh, okay.
So starting next round, he can do magic missiles as a minor action for the rest of the fight.
All right, cool.
Okay, good job, Barry. Tom, are you ready to jump back in?
Magic missile.
And then Connor, you're gonna be after Tom.
Yay!
Okay,
I'm gonna do something.
Daring charge.
Okay.
And charging is like what's the speed for charging?
It's your normal speed.
Yeah.
So you have to
move charge. You can move. Yeah, you got to move a minimum of 2 to charge. But you can do your move action and then charge. So
you,
if your movement is 5, you can potentially charge
me
up to 10 squares.
This is the guy knocked down.
Tom, don't do the dragon.
So charge the. If you got to charge, you got a plus 3 to hit this guy. You got a plus 3.
Just let him do what he wants to do.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Do what you want to do.
Then I'll charge him.
Okay.
Try to focus.
Yeah.
Okay.
You charge up, no problem. You're gonna get an addition. You're gonna get plus 1 to charge, and plus 2 because he's prone. So you'll have plus 3 to whatever the power normally would tell you.
It's actually plus 2
because
of the thing.
Okay.
So it's
plus 4.
Okay.
Okay. 16.
That's
total.
Funny. I'm not training
in
athletics.
Versus armor class.
Yes.
That's not gonna do it.
Dang it.
Okay. Ooh. Connor. Then Joe.
Okay,
then my monster.
I do great.
Do you want to disable some traps or you want to attack something?
Actually, yeah. Can I crane's wings over to that guy?
Can you what?
Crane's wings over to that guy.
It's a movement, right?
Yeah. Or you can just walk over. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're
yeah.
closer.
I'd rather jump.
Okay. You'd have to. Yeah. You certainly will.
Besides, then I can deal. That's not me.
Sorry, I thought you were Genasi. Oh, you're this dude.
Yeah.
What, you figure out which square you want to be in, because it could make a difference.
What's the monster knowledge DC? That one.
That square.
15 and 20. 15 to know the type, and 20 to know the powers, and I think it's 25 for the resistance.
Now I have to.
It's page 181 of Player's Handbook, if anyone's got one here.
What's the player's handbook?
Okay, what are you doing there, bud? You rolled a 15. What were you doing?
Cluster thievery, right?
No, I was doing my jumping.
Oh, okay.
No problem. You jump like a mofo. You're there, and
yeah.
it looks awesome. You do 5 somersaults in the air, and you land, and you barely make a ripple on the water.
And
you are awesome. Everyone's like, stops for a second, is like.
And then I do my attack.
Okay, what are you doing? You're attacking the statue?
Yeah. And
okay.
then I get a thievery.
Okay. Well, again, if thievery would require there to be a trap, so you'd have to find the trap first.
That one.
Well,
right now it's just a statue.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know this. Your character doesn't know this.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Your character is repeating time. You like you know he's repeating time, but he doesn't. You know what I mean?
Yes,
okay.
I forgot about that. In that case, I'm going to do my leap over here. And
you rolled a 16. The jump check is fine. Where did you want to end up?
16.
But well, your first jump.
You yeah, you did a jump check.
Oh, yeah.
You rolled a 16. Where were you trying to go?
Right. Here.
1, 2. Yeah, you can certainly.
I'm not limited by my speed.
What's that?
I'm not limited by my speed.
No, I know. Okay, so you managed to get there, no problem. Now
what are you
going to do?
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to do my cringe wings attack.
Okay.
That was a movement. So this will be against its fortitude.
Okay. The effect action doesn't matter. So that's not going to be enough.
Well, he's prone.
You'll get a plus two.
Nine.
So. Plus two, 11.
11 versus four.
No, not going to be enough. Okay, and you end your turn next to him, you take 5 points of fire damage. And who is this, the barbarian here? You take 5 points of fire damage as well. You end your turn next to one of the dinosaurs, you take 5 points of fire damage.
Head dinosaurs at the western.
Joe, you're up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm done.
And then after you guys are all my monsters. What? I forget what the other guys are doing.
Evil laughter.
I go over here.
The only guy you have hit the poke guy so far? Because that would be terrible.
You know what? What the heck? I'll just use an encounter.
Yep. Go big or go home.
Come on. Okay, minor. Oh, I can't do it. I don't hit. Plus
one to your attack. Got it. I'm moving.
Why?
So I can flank.
The numbers should all be at the top of the page, right?
Yeah, but not the special.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't hit him, it won't matter.
Touché, my friend.
Yeah, let's see if he hit him. If you do, we'll worry about what the power does.
Plus 12 versus
what's the push power are you using?
I'm using Sword of Sigilus.
Okay.
Sigilus.
So 12 plus. Sigilus. You're actually going to do additional plus 2 because he's on the ground. So it'll be 14 plus. Plus 10. More than enough. Boom. You're going to connect. So how much damage does it do? This might actually bloody him if you do well. Sorry, plus 7 you said?
Yep.
15. Not quite bloodied yet.
What happens to him?
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, is there other stuff happen?
All right.
Let me just check. Maybe my...
Because it's an encounter, right? So maybe there's got to be something.
Yeah. Yeah, get the stomp on his face.
Who's?
Okay. And the target is marked until the end of your next turn. Until the mark ends, if the target makes an attack that does not include you as a target.
No problem. That's the mark.
It takes damage equal to your intelligence modifier.
Don't worry. It'll attack you.
I deal 8 damage with my flurry of blows. It's not for 3 key.
I guess it's shielding at the target mark. By the power.
Yeah. Anything else? Who is this?
Barbarian.
Joe is a, or your Tom. Sorry. What's your armor class?
Armor class?
Yeah.
18.
Okay. This statue shot a fireball at you, but missed. Or no, sorry. It's not your armor class. It's your reflex. Hang on.
Oh, then I'm gonna get
okay. Reflex.
Yeah. That guy attacks me. Anybody help me?
I'm so dead.
Yeah. What's your reflex, bud?
The person who's gonna take 3 less damage, and I'll deal 500 damage.
And Joe. And he takes a minus 2 penalty.
I rolled exactly a 13.
Which is a great mark. Which is great.
Okay.
What do you deal 5 damage?
It hits you for 10 points of fire damage.
I'm so happy I have 50.
Joe,
and it pushes you 1 square.
Fire damage.
10 points?
10 points and pushes you 1 square.
I think, I'm pretty sure you deal fire damage.
No.
What?
Okay.
What's the extra 5 damage then?
That's only when the mark goes up. Okay, so this dragonborn guy comes up, and once he gets there, he does his breath weapon, which will get all 4 of you guys potentially. Except this guy. Who's this? This Barry is the only one who's not in the zone. Okay, so this is versus reflex. I'm going to start with the... I'm going to refer to you guys by the minis, because I don't know what you really are. So the monk, who's at the end there, natural 20. The little guy... 14 versus reflex.
No, misses.
The barbarian, 21 versus reflex, and the genasi, a 1. Okay, so the guy who got critted, 17 points of fire damage.
How much do I take?
Do you have any resistances?
No.
Now's the time to. Okay.
Are you bloodied? You guys gotta tell me when you're bloodied, because some of the monsters do different things. Who else got hit? The barbarian got hit. Okay.
I'm bloodied.
Okay.
Wow.
How much damage did I take?
Give me 1 second and I'll find out.
Exactly.
14 fire. Are you bloodied?
Yeah, I'm bloodied by 2.
Okay. You guys are also...
As a barbarian, though, you
both of you guys
that
just took that fire damage from the breath weapon are marked. If you attack anyone other than that dragonborn, you can have a minus two.
10 damage.
And he gets to attack you.
So
it's just like a fighter one. Just the two... Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, it would be everybody. Hit or miss.
Damn it.
Everybody's been marked.
Damn it. Changing our focus fire, guys.
Okay. So now, he attacks this guy.
Then everybody else.
He just created this guy. Is that you?
If you step on this platform,
18 points of sword damage.
What's sword damage?
It's just damage with his sword.
Yeah.
Is that
are you still conscious?
Type? Isn't that let me check.
Well, if you get cut by a sword, are you damaged? I mean,
it's
well,
18.
18.
If D&D was a little bit more realistic, it'd be a different type of damage.
No, but by sword damage, he's just saying basic damage is what he's saying. You got basic sword damage, yeah, you know.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, it's gonna get worse. Everybody here takes 10 fire damage because when he does his breath, the whole pool ignites on fire. Whoosh.
Okay.
Everybody takes 10 fire damage.
Including him?
Connor,
yes, including Connor. So make sure you track
no,
it.
No, I'm talking about that guy.
He's got resistance to fire. He doesn't take any. I got my first unconscious character. We're not even at the end of the first round yet.
Which one?
Connor.
So, Tom, when we apply that 10, is that going to knock you unconscious?
No.
Good job.
No, because I was only bloodied by 2 when I did 29 damage. To
okay.
So now
You're at 19.
Yeah. Damn it!
So we all take 10 fire damage?
Okay. Yes.
And now I do one extra damage.
Are you unconscious too?
Extra fire damage.
Okay.
Carol! Can we give my healing potion while I was unconscious?
Yeah! You can't do it yourself, but someone can give it to you. This hellhound comes up, and he does his breath weapon on all of you as well.
Are they,
yeah, of course they do.
Am I hit by this?
Yes. Okay, this is versus reflex.
And
so,
since he's unconscious, doesn't it instantly hit?
Unless I roll a 1, which I did not. So you're going to take damage on this. Winston is versus your reflex, 24.
Dude, what's your bloody?
Barbarian versus your reflex, 27. And Genasi versus your reflex, wow, 29.
It hits me.
Okay.
It hits me.
Oh, the dice were kind to you. You only take 8 fire damage.
Shoot me.
Everybody.
Oh,
8
good
fire damage.
You're not dead yet.
Connor, are you dead?
No.
I am
how
at
many,
bloodied.
How long until you reach your negative bloodied value?
At the bloodied value.
Okay.
And I'm not unconscious yet. When I do get unconscious, it's going to be scary.
Okay. this hellhound stands up.
That's an action.
His move. Then he's going to breathe fire on these three guys. Barry! Okay, we're going to start. Again, these are all versus reflex. So on the Genasi versus your reflex, 16.
Misses.
The barbarian versus reflex, 25. Yes. 25 versus your reflex. And Barry versus your reflex, 16.
Miss.
Good job.
Intelligence rules.
Okay, so the barbarian is going to take 10 points of fire damage. Are you unconscious?
Total party kill, I'm guessing.
We're working on it. Good first round, folks. End of the first round, 2 guys down.
But the enemies aren't dead yet.
Okay. Winston.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's going to be Winston, Barry, Tom, Connor, John.
So I have to attack him because he's...
What's that?
I have to attack him because
if you don't attack him, you have a minus 2.
Okay.
And he has a retaliation power, but he has to be next to you to use it. So
I'm also in the fire pool, right? So I have to get out of there or take damage on my turn.
Correct. If you guys and this pool of oil continues to burn.
Wait,
if you
a pool of oil?
Yeah, this whole thing is a pool of oil. It's on
wait,
fire.
What about the walkways?
The walkways are fine. No, Barry, you're
dead.
Fine. If you end your turn in the fire, you're going to take 10 more points of damage. So you got to get out of there, or you're going to keep taking fire damage.
Let me think.
So it's Winston's
turn.
Can
I heal this guy?
Not yet, but you can. Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take an action point this turn.
Okay.
I'll minor to pick up a fish in the pool.
The fish in those in that pool are gone. They got burned when the fire happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right, so I can. Okay. Okay, then standard to second wind. So
okay. You can do the healing after.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so so far you done one thing. Standard action, second wind. And now you can use an action point, take another standard?
Yes, please.
Okay.
There are a few things I want to do. So standard was the second win.
Yep.
And then I'll use Dragon Tail to switch places with this guy here.
Okay.
And then I will use
Clubber Lang.
That's a move action?
I'm sorry?
That was a move action?
That was a move action.
Is that an at will or is that an encounter?
Is it at will?
Okay.
At will swap places?
That's a standard there, buddy.
Yeah, it's a standard. No, it's a move as well.
Mr. T.
So you can use that move action.
So if you're going to attack, you have to use that attack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it has to be Dragon's Tail.
Yeah.
All right.
You can use the attack without the move. But if you use that move, that's the only attack you can take.
Oh, okay. I'll use that attack. I'll use Dragon's Tail on this guy here.
Okay.
I stole some health till I
19 will die?
Fully die.
19 will hit.
I fully die at 81 points of damage.
Full 10. Ten damage first. They flurry of blows him with some pop that, so 6 more damage.
Okay, so 10 and 6, so 16 damage.
And then plus my fighting fury, so it's 3 more damage.
3 more damage, 19. Okay, anything else?
Yes, I called an action point earlier, so I will use that now. I can only use
full discipline.
Just the Furies only once per round, no matter.
Yes, correct.
All right, yeah. So it's a bit of a waste now.
You don't have to use.
Why someone's unconscious? Oh crap! Too far away.
Two or unconscious.
You got a minor. You got a minor left, right?
Dying.
I do have a. Okay, I moved. I minor. I standard, so I still have a minor. So I guess.
He's almost dead. How much?
Oh right, action point for the second wave. That's right.
Minus 15.
Minor Barry, you're gonna be up next. Then Tom. Tom, think about what you want to do. Your turn's coming up.
I'm unconscious.
Okay. You'll need to make a death save then. But don't do it yet. Winston, we're gonna.
Yes, I can use my item minor.
Is it something that has to be equipped?
It's equipped right now.
Okay, so what does that do?
Okay, so as a minor action, I can make an at will attack against an enemy that you already hit with during attack.
Which you did?
Yes.
Okay.
So for free, I will make. Let's see here.
A Dragonborn's wearing plate armor and using a full blade, just to give you a visual of what he's like.
Full blade.
I will make a lion's den attack against this guy.
Okay.
No,
for free.
Does one
that hits.
Two.
That will not.
So that.
Well, what defense is your attack?
Reflex.
That will. Reflex is low D. You got it.
Okay. 15 reflex.
He's
awesome.
Wearing giant armor and has a giant sword.
Seven damage.
Good.
All right. Until the start of my next turn, as a free action, I can deal damage equal to my Constitution modifier to any enemy that enters a square adjacent to me.
Enters a square. So if it's already adjacent, nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Just remind me of that before the monsters move, because they would know that.
Sure thing.
Okay. Barry.
Is it a Tom?
No, it's you first, because you guys switched the last time.
Okay,
plus three more. Plus more damage. I'm sorry.
Wait, no, heal him. Heal him.
I'm gonna use Freezing Burst.
Okay.
And
won't that hurt the allies?
Yeah, that hurts friends and enemies. But how many? Who's this? How many hit points do you have left before you're dead? Dead. Yes.
Not bloody.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you let Barry make this attack and he hits you, he can push you out of the fire. Chances are he's going to do less damage than the fire will, and you won't die when your turn rolls around. He's going to do. Fire will do 10.
How much damage? Like,
he does 1d6
plus. 1d6
plus
6.
What's the target? Like 8.
Fortitude, but you're unconscious, so he's going to hit you. It's going to have a huge bonus. But the advantage is he can slide you 3 squares after the attack, and you'll get 3 of the bad guys with the same time.
Okay.
But it's your call. He can't do it unless you agree. 26
plus
7.
1d6
plus
7.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
Okay, I'm gonna use Freezing Burst.
Okay, so Barry, you can get all 3 of these bad guys and your buddy. So let's start with these guys. What? That's versus Reflex?
Yeah.
Okay, so the.
Plus 10 versus Reflex.
Okay, so start with these two guys.
Okay.
He has to roll for him, he just
that's not enough.
Gets one.
This one?
If he gets a one, he doesn't hit me.
That's, well, you want him to hit you so he can slide you out of the fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fire. Underneath.
But he has to see if he does get a one.
Yeah. Because if he misses you, then you take no damage from him, you're just going to take the fire damage. Okay. That's seven. Not going to be enough either.
17?
Not enough. This guy you should hit. Yep, 19. No problem. And on your buddy on the ground?
Oh, that's me.
6 plus.
No, Connor hasn't agreed.
Oh, sorry. Who is this? How many hit points until you're dead?
I'm 6 hit points away from dying.
Okay, so.
I do not agree.
He would have had to put it on the other side, so that's fine. He can do it on the other side, because that was the only guy who got hit. So roll the damage, Barry. 26 plus 7. And remember, if you get a 1, re-roll it.
6 plus
wait, so he isn't hitting me?
No.
5 plus 7.
12
hit points.
That bloodies him.
Magic missile minor, Barry. Don't forget.
Yeah, Barry, minor action. What do you want to do?
That's very nice.
Magic missile on this dude. No. Yeah, on this dude.
Okay, it's 7 more, right? You can move if you want to, Barry.
And I shoot them, right?
What?
Oh,
no, that was the magic. Oh, yeah, with you, because you hit him.
He's prone.
No, it says.
So you can move him up to 3 squares, anywhere you want. No, this guy, the bad guy.
1.
My career is 21. Just because okay. It's my prone.
And then you can move yourself, Barry, if you want, or you can just stay put.
34? Something like that.
We're here, right?
Yep.
1.
34 is the highest.
3.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so you can move if you want. Up to whatever your speed is. 5 or 6. 6, I think. This area is all on fire, so you don't want to go in there. So you can go in any of these anywhere else you want.
Oh, that one.
Okay.
This statue shot a fireball at you already.
That's where I got.
If you go into one of these 2 squares, it cannot target you because it can't see you.
And then I found the
clone. You don't know about this one. It didn't do anything last time. If it can shoot fireballs, it'll be able to get you. If it can't shoot fireballs and this is the only one, then those 2 squares will be safe from the fireballs.
Okay, I'm going to move over
there. You're going to over there? Okay, that's as far as you can get. Yeah. You're good. Okay, Tom. Where are you on the board? You're this guy? You're unconscious? You take 10 points?
Can I shift?
No, you missed. No. Because he'll be dead if you attack him. Yeah. Okay, so you're unconscious. You take 10 points of damage. Are you still alive?
I thought that was if you ended your turn.
His turn's over. He doesn't get any actions if he's unconscious.
Roll save, though.
So now you make a roll of death save.
Then I'm dead.
I don't have any.
You're dead?
No, someone can help you before you
die. Yeah, I got 2.
So that's strike 1. Mark that down. 3 strikes and you're dead.
I'm dead.
Okay, Connor.
I'm dead.
You take the points. You're dead. Sorry, buddy. Okay, Joe. You're in the fire.
For my potions.
If you end your turn in that fire, you'll take 10 points of damage.
I start my encounter power genocide thing.
Okay, what does that do? That gives you the resist?
Yeah, resist, and now I just start beating that guy.
Okay.
No, I just realized,
you're going to have a -2 because you're marked by the dragon.
I did not realize I had that.
The dragon's not dead.
Pardon me?
He's not dead yet.
Why is the dragon over there?
No, he's not pro when he got
pushed. Guys, away over there.
Guys.
Okay, let me just
what up?
If you need any magic items, I have a cloth armor.
You're in the fire. It's too dangerous. You can't go.
I used my minor action to use my
there are people right beside me.
And now
it's so hot.
No, but he has weapons.
It's just his special racial power.
Covered in
oil. I don't really have any weapons.
Your armor would be covered in boiling oil and on fire, man.
Okay.
Wouldn't all our stuff be on fire right now if we're in the oil? Because we're covered in oil.
Not really.
It doesn't matter. Sorry, go ahead.
Booming blade on that guy.
Okay.
Don't take any
penalties
for picking it up.
That'll hit.
15 plus 12.
Yep. That's the blue guy. That's the guy who's taking all the damage. Sorry, he's bloodied if I haven't.
Don't
they have
dice?
No, they don't have dice. Would you mind letting me send your dice?
Yeah, sure.
Here, Winston's going to let you yellow. Just, I can take this D20 yellow. Back.
You can take the purple.
Yeah, just give him a set so that he's got them all there.
This is my Gamma World dice, though.
Okay. Okay, so it was a D10 you said?
Yep. I deal 8 damage.
8 brings him to...
Yeah, 8 damage and... If the target is adjacent to... At the start of... So I guess after it'll take 1d6 constitution modifier plus 3 and it's next.
No, no, no. Okay, so when his turn comes around, you just remind me of that. Okay, you doing anything else? Are you gonna move? You're gonna take 10 points of fire. Oh, no, you got your resist on. Okay.
I pick out a potion.
Minor action to draw a potion. Do you have a free hand? What do you use for weapons?
My bastard sword.
Bastard sword? Okay, are you using it one-handed or two-handed?
One-handed.
Okay, what do you have in your other hand? You got a shield?
No.
It's empty? Oh, right, right, right. Okay, no problem. You draw a potion, so you got it up for next time. You just a standard to attack, so you'd have a minor. And if you're not going to move, you can take your other minor to drink it if you want.
Get out of that.
Would administering me a minor?
Yes.
Get out of the oil. Oh, that's right. You're immune to fire.
For now.
I administer it to the oil.
Okay. So, Tom, you spend one healing surge. You regain 10 hit points. So remember, you start at zero. So you have exactly 10 hit points. Yes. So you have 10 hit points. So you are conscious, but you are prone. Okay?
Can I use my second wind on my turn?
If you live that long, yes.
Well, I regain 10 hit points, so if it's on my turn, I just take the damage again.
At the end of your turn, you take the fire damage.
Just jump out of the fire.
No, and I'm
not his turn yet, though. Okay, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, so this statue shoots a fireball at the barbarian, but missed. It's a good thing, because if he had hit you, you would have been toast. The dragonborn stands up.
Mm-hmm. Charge?
Are you bloody?
I'm not bloody. Not right now. All right, he takes two damage.
Two damage?
Yeah.
Actually, is it...
Check here.
Sorry, everybody who has got the green mark on them, make a save. Your mark save ends. So... Everybody roll a saving throw. Let me know if that mark drops off.
Okay.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you're still marked. You're not.
I got a natural one.
So you're still marked as well. Okay. So Winston, he charges up. Anything else happen other than that damage?
Well, he took two damage.
Yeah, he took that.
I think that's it.
Okay. He charged you. You got a 26 versus AC.
26 versus AC will hit me.
You got 14 damage.
14 damage.
I'm dead.
Well, yes.
I am at bloody.
Okay, mark it up.
You don't have a plug.
Okay.
Shot right through my second wind AC too, so that's impressive. Yeah.
Dinosaur recharges, dinosaur recharges. Good job. Okay.
Yes.
Who here thinks it's going to be a total party?
Okay, this dinosaur breathes fire on these two guys.
I think I'm going to be the only one who survives.
Okay, so Winston, fire breath.
Oh wait, who's the breath? Sorry, this guy here. This guy here.
No, this guy. Okay, breathe you. Okay, so that's a 17 versus reflex.
17 reflex misses.
And the barbarian. Oh, he got lucky. Oh no, he's 15. Connor or Tom, 15 versus reflex.
15 hits.
All right, here we go.
7, the minimum possible damage.
Okay.
And you're not on fire. But so that guy's done. What was the blue? He's marked by you, right? So he did not attack you. Oh. No, he did not attack you. So what happened? What's that?
He's marked as blue.
What?
He already disappeared.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I forgot.
That was from last time? Okay. This guy breathes fire again on these two. So again, we'll start with the barbarian. Uh-oh. 28 versus reflex. And the Genasi, 19 on the die, so that'll be a 29 versus reflex. So you guys are both going to take fire damage equal to 9.
Okay, I'm unconscious.
So,
I don't take anything.
You don't take anything, but they didn't know
that. You were just falling down before? You were just prone before? Or?
He shifts to there.
Oh, into my square, so he takes 2 damage as well.
He was already in the square next to you.
Oh, that's true. That's into my square.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay.
Okay. End of round 2. Good round, guys. We only lost one guy that round. Okay. Winston, Barry, Tom, Joe. Winston first.
All right, I know the deal here. So
second round, a guy dies. and now I don't work that.
I know.
I think
all right, I'm going to use Dragon's Tail to swap places with this guy here.
Okay.
Boop.
That activates his immediate action.
Really?
Because you're marked, he gets to attack you.
Wait, how much damage
he rolled a 26 versus AC.
That hits.
How much damage did I take when
Wait, 26 versus AC. Okay, is the second wound last till the end of my next turn, or does it last till the
till the end of this turn?
How much?
Oh, so if you've got a 25 AC and you bumped it to plus two, he's gonna miss.
Okay, well,
actually, he's got a flanking bonus, so he would have been a plus. He would have been a 28.
Well, I swap now, but okay. Well,
what's your AC normally?
AC is you normally 21, but right now I'm bloody, so it'd be 23 plus some second wound, so it's like 25.
And he rolled a 26. He's still gonna hit you.
Okay.
Okay. So you take 10 points of fire damage and ongoing 5 damage. Now the good news is you're gonna be able to save against the ongoing at the end of your turn. You won't actually, if you save, you won't actually take the damage.
How much damage did I take when it hit me with the
10 fire.
As a minor action, I'm just gonna grab a fish.
Well, you get to make a death save on your turn. You may become, or are you below your negative? Below your negative bloody? So you're not dead yet. Stranger things have happened. Okay.
So I'm just gonna move action. Grab a fish.
Out of this pond?
Oh, that pond.
Minor action to grab it.
Yeah, and then as my attack, I'll just use my Dragon's Tail. I have to, because I use the move.
Okay.
They give me fire resistance.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm just gonna attack
him.
Okay. Until I start my turn. It's not
hold on.
Oh, if it attacks reflex, it might.
Hold on. 15 fortitude.
No,
I don't want to. Magical fish that give you fire resistance?
Winston learned that the last time through.
Wait!
You didn't come anywhere near as
well. When I miss with an attack or fail, so I can roll a d6 to add more to it.
What is it?
Okay, well, do the math.
Okay.
So 7 plus what?
Okay, first of all, it was 15 before, so add 6 more. So 19.
Fortitude is its highest defense.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
That was a waste of a daily.
And right. The fish disintegrates in your hand.
Really?
Yeah. So you don't consume it, the round you pull it out of the oil, it dies.
Okay.
Ouch.
Okay. Barry.
I can't use Majestic Word on him, can I?
He's got to be within 5 squares, so you'd have to move closer.
Can I make a save right now? For the?
Yes, you need to make 2 saves. One for the
ongoing.
One for the mark. One for the ongoing. So you do the ongoing first.
Nope.
You're still burning. And the mark?
That's
yes. You're not marked. Take the green away.
Okay.
Wizard.
Okay. So Barry, what do you want to do, bud? Tom, you're going to be next.
I'm going to use Beguiling Strands.
Isn't that a warlock attack?
Nope, it's wizard.
Oh.
It starts where you are, Barry, so you have to move closer to them if you want to use it. But it only attacks the bad guys.
He's doing it like this, right?
Well, if he wants to get this guy in the thing,
You
have to move up. Yeah, you can do it from where you are and you get just these two, or you can move up a little bit to get that third guy.
Get these two.
Just those two?
Yeah.
Okay, so fire away. This versus Will. Yeah, that's going to hit. And on the dinosaur? Yeah, that'll hit as well. Does 5 damage, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And shifts the target up to 5 squares.
It pushes them, so they got to move farther away from you. But it can be any square that's not occupied.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
1.
Yeah, you can push them through those guys. That's fine.
An equal amount of untypable ongoing damage.
Okay. Cool. And as a minor action?
Missile.
Who do you imagine missiling? Which guy?
This guy.
Sorry, which one? The big guy with the.
Yeah,
okay. And that's.
Yeah, you want to set us up for
ticking away. Ticking down. Okay, did you want to move? Or are you good where you are?
I'm good where I am.
Okay, Tom. You're unconscious. So you need to make a death save.
The room, as the person says, is like a funeral pyre.
16. Not enough. You take 10 fire damage. Are you still alive?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you track your exact hit points, because it'll matter.
I'm at minus 17 health. I'm 10 away from dying.
So one more round, and you'll be dead. Okay, Joe.
Me?
Yep.
Well, I'm still in my healing form until the end of my turn.
So I would get out of there by the end of your turn. Yeah, you can push him out of the fire if you want. Requires, we'll say, a move action. You'd have to move with him.
No, there's no point in pushing me out of the fire. Because what help can I be?
Yep.
It's wasting his turn.
So that's that counts as your move action.
10 points of damage,
right?
Yep.
He's saving you.
Tom, what if you
so good people do.
Someone will run out of battery.
Okay, let me see. Wait, no. I use my move action to push him.
Oh, I have two strikes.
Can What's I, that? You move action to push him?
Yeah,
you
just
you did that. You can keep pushing him if you want.
No, but can I just let go of him and move over?
No, you gotta move. You gotta, break, you gotta end your turn next to him.
Joe, if I fail my death saving throw anyway.
Oh, that's true. So you get two strikes.
Okay, I move out of the
pessimist.
Okay.
And I now use.
Why you be so pessimistic?
Lightning lure on that dude.
Because my computer's
okay.
running out of battery.
Let's see.
Okay.
I'll just roll.
That's why you print them out.
Let's see.
I'm like, that's fine. There is no printer
yet.
No. Nowhere near enough.
I know.
No, it called
okay. me
up
all the information from the sheet.
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah.
I spend an action point and try again.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or I die in combat.
Yeah. I assume that's an at will power? Yeah, okay. But that
I
might do it. Give me the. What's the final? 20 versus 4? That hits.
Alright, sorry. Do I get an achievement for dying within the first four rounds?
No. If everybody dies, you get a TPK, but I think you already had that one from last time.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Okay, roll it up, bud.
Oh, you would get it, but
no, okay, we'll right. And I deal 1d6 plus 7 damage, so I deal 9 damage.
Okay.
And I pull him over to wait for him square.
Joe, I hope you get a secret.
I pull him over.
What, dying?
Now remember, if you end your turn next to him, you can take 5 fire. Well, you got the resist on, but.
Yeah, I resist on.
Yeah.
No, you don't. What resist?
So that will go away at the end of this turn. So next round, if you went next to him, you'll take fire damage.
I know, I plan to kill him by then.
Well, good luck. Okay, Statue shoots a barbarian. 14 versus reflex.
Hits me!
See, he's knocked unconscious.
3 plus 9. 12 damage. You're dead. Are you dead, dead? Dead, dead.
Man, this is bad.
Okay.
You are.
That's two people.
Dragonborn!
Two strikes minus. Ooh, 29.
Layer assault. Could we do this on nightmare mode?
24 versus AC.
24 hits me.
Nine damage. Nine damage, sword damage, and you're marked until the end of his next turn.
What asked you?
On the 1 hit point.
Well, because.
You now you understand from the mark, if you take any move action, he gets a free attack on you.
I see.
Any move action.
Okay.
Except teleport. And you got the ongoing 5, so that'll probably drop you, right?
That'll drop me in this.
Okay.
I need something to heal me. That's just my turn next, so.
Well, those the dinosaurs get to go see if they regen. Neither one regen.
It was like.
Steel. Plus 2.
No, it was metal and.
Tries to bite you.
I can heal him.
And he gets a 17 versus AC.
Nope.
While using that dice.
This is.
Okay. And.
How do you get metal? Joe, how do you get metal?
He'll just bite Joe there.
Huh?
How do you get metal?
22 versus AC?
22 versus AC.
Yeah, does that hit you?
Misses.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
33 AC.
Nice. Okay, so the dinosaurs both attack you guys and myth both you guys. Okay, round 3. Winston.
It's Winston. Barry.
Now I take the damage ongoing, so -4. I am
fall unconscious. Yeah. Okay. Now you need to make a bunch of saves.
Yes.
And you can do these anywhere you want. You need to save against the ongoing fire.
We'll go with the ongoing first.
Ongoing fire first. You are still on fire.
Wait.
Unless you got a
I got a plus 2 bonus when I'm bloody to save there. So.
Okay, so you're not on fire anymore.
On fire.
Death save.
Death save.
Fail. Strike 1.
Okay.
So. Whoops.
Oh.
And the mark stays until the end of his turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Barry.
Okay, I'm going to use. Beguiling Strand.
Dude, how do you
You have that that burst one, it does a lot more damage.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't think you can get more than one guy, though, because of the way they are now. You can heal Winston as a minor action. He's close enough. He's going to be dead if you don't.
Okay, I'm going to heal Winston with
Majestic Word. Okay, and then you can slide him. Actually, yeah, Barry, then you can slide him up to three squares, get him out of the way, and then blast both of those guys.
Okay.
He's a bar.
Yeah.
So move his guy. You can move him up to three squares in any direction.
Move me anywhere you want, man.
You just need, yeah, you need to move him away. Perfect.
That's fine. All right.
Okay, so now you can blast both of those guys with the freezing burst.
So surge plus D6?
Okay, I will use...
So,
Beguiling Strands on.
No, use the other one, the cold, what is it? The blast. Icy Blast, I think it's called?
Freezing Burst.
Freezing Burst, that's the one.
Okay, I use Freezing Burst on these two guys.
Okay, so start with this guy. That'll hit. 13. And this guy. That'll hit.
I can't remember.
Okay, roll up the damage. It's a D6 plus 7, right? And you re-roll your ones.
Plus 7.
Okay, so no, just the 1d6, bud.
Is my stance end? Unconscious?
You killed him? Oh. Your stance ends.
Oh.
You killed the dragon!
Yes!
We're almost
that
dead!
That does good damage.
And now if you want to, you can slide that guy, I think it's three squares.
Okay. One, two, three.
I don't do
And then as a minor action? Gary, you got a minor action? What would you like to do?
Magic missile.
Yes.
Which guy? Bloodied guy?
This guy. Yeah, the blood guy.
Good job. Good turn. Team Barry to the rescue. Joe.
Okay. I have no idea what I am going to do right now, so
switch to defensive. Use all your defensive powers that are defensive.
Statue's gonna shoot you once, sir.
Alright.
You got a plus 2 because you're prone.
Yes, I am.
So okay. I'm rolling on an 8
plus,
versus reflex.
Plus 2 interface and bloodied as well, so it's plus 4 altogether.
Okay. So I'm 8 versus reflex.
20 reflex?
So it's gonna be 28. It's a crit. I rolled 20.
Oh, crit 20.
15 points fire damage.
15 points fire damage.
Okay.
Down again.
And it pushes you into
negative 3.
So
go ahead.
I use transporting lunge.
What is that? Okay. Fire away. Go ahead. Okay.
The dragon's gone, so the mark's gone.
Yeah, the mark's gone. Okay.
How do you get electricity and alchemy?
I don't know. Okay, good. And I do 12.
That'll hit.
Yeah. 24 versus AC.
Yep.
10. Where's the 1d10?
Yep.
10. I feel once again 7. Brain slow 11. And wait, no, 2d10 plus 7. My bad.
Okay, I've done this, so we'll just add the extra dice. I've already done the first part of the damage.
Yeah, and
so 5 more.
I was unconscious twice.
Okay. And now I was
unconscious once.
And
if you end your turn standing next to him, you're gonna take 5 damage, unless your power pushes him.
I know, dang it, he's gonna...
You can shift away if you want. Sorry, okay. What's happening here?
But I teleport him over.
Okay.
Okay,
when you teleport him, he explodes. You take 10 points of fire damage. He takes 10 points of fire damage. This guy takes 10 points of fire damage.
Okay, do you think he will come?
Hang on.
But aren't they immune to fire?
Yeah. They don't take any damage. It's just going to be you.
I know. Do I have pressure?
I just got to find out exactly how much damage that happens. Because I know it's 10.
Why would Trent teleport and explode him?
Just the departing squares. That any teleportation that happens causes an explosion. So you take 10 fire damage. Are you still conscious? Oh, you weren't even bloodied, right?
I'm not even bloody now. And I shift here.
Okay.
What's rain in
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, so okay, just put a blue square under. Okay, so then the statue shoots you and gets you.
Explosion.
Champion is gone. Dinosaurs, let's see if either of them recharge. Orange guy. Does not. Guy closest to me. Does not. You guys are lucky.
So you're gonna take 10 fire damage.
No.
Anything but a one, Winston? One. I don't believe it. Okay.
Yeah,
26 versus AC. On you?
Huh?
26 versus AC.
On me?
Yep.
Oh, wait.
14 points of fire damage.
Oh, I am bloody.
There we go.
What the hell?
I'm going to make my death save.
Winston, death save.
Save?
No better, no worse.
There's no
strike. That's what's important. Okay, Barry.
Okay, I'm gonna use.
Yes.
Sell another one on the other side.
Magic missile on him.
You mean on this guy?
Yeah, on that guy.
Kills him.
Okay. And as an action point.
No, you still got a standard.
Still have a standard.
Yeah, that's only your minor action. You still got
still
a full attack and a move if you want.
Can I use a minor, another minor action?
If you not to do magic missile, but you can do something else. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I use Beguiling Strands on this guy.
Oh, yeah, if you just want to shoot, you can shoot him with a magic missile. It does more damage than Beguiling Strands.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so it's 7.
Yes.
You can move if you want, or you can just stay put.
I'm going to. Can I open the door or something?
You can, but if there's monsters in that room and you open the door, they can come through.
Okay,
so it's your call.
Okay, I'm just going to sit here.
Okay. Joe, you're up.
Okay.
Oh, that's what you
got. Actually, you ended your turn. No. Yeah, you ended your turn next to the Hellhound. You take fire damage.
I use Fear No Elements. I gain with the minus 8 resist 4.
Why don't you go out?
Okay.
I know, I am.
Yeah, he's going to. That is a minor action, I assume, to turn that on?
Yeah.
It lasts for just one round?
Yeah, I charge it.
Okay.
Charge
it up. Okay, roll it up.
It's just normal, right?
You have to basic melee attack.
You bitches from hell.
Okay, that is. That would be
versus his AC?
Yeah.
That will hit. It's exactly what you need. His armor class is 19.
I deal 6 damage.
6 total?
Yeah.
Okay. The statue shoots you. It rolls an 18 versus reflex. Probably not for your intelligence. To hit? It does 8 points fire damage.
Well, I don't know what AC. I better consume the potion or I'm gonna die.
Yeah, why don't you? I have a potion. Why don't you come up to him?
Okay,
I have
that was
two.
A statue. Hellhound, let's see if he can recharge his breath weapon, which will mean the death of everyone. He does not. He bites Winston. And he's gonna hit you.
With how much?
You're unconscious, so he does a maximum.
Oh, it's a 17, though, so it would hit, yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to do 14 points of fire damage.
Dead?
14 points. Yeah, dead.
Dead, dead?
Dead, dead. Sorry, bud.
Okay, any shifts? Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay. That was the end of round 4. Winston's dead.
I kind of saw this happening just from the get-go.
Okay, at the end of round 4, this laughter happens, and the guy says some stuff, blah, 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 how dare you come into my home, and the whole map catches on fire.
What?
Everybody takes 10 points of fire damage. Barry, remember, you got your fire resist, right? So you resist, and then you take it off your temporary hit points first.
Okay.
Oh, so now I have...
So if you still have your resist active,
yes.
That'll reduce this.
It means off 10 points off.
Yeah. No, you do your resist first. Only 5.
I take 6 points off damage. I am now holding on to the last bits of life.
All of the pools are now ignited on fire. Okay. Barry, it's your turn. You can't see that guy from where you are. You have to move.
Okay. I know it's hard, but you have to move out.
All right. I'm going to open the door.
Okay. You open the door.
We didn't find out what was in there, right?
No, we didn't.
Barry's like, forget this. Just opens the door. Get me out of here.
Yes.
Are you coming?
You idiot!
Are you coming or not?
Can I slap him on the back of the head?
You got this to face. I don't think you're too far away to do it. You're too far.
I can't fight it because I have a dynamic.
Is your character like you traitor? And he gets all angry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me move this. No, there we go.
Okay.
All right. I think that's this is the statue here.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Statue's right in the corner.
Are they both statues?
No, that's an actual guy.
Who is he?
Who now comes into the order? Okay, so what else would you like to do, Barry? We're down to two guys.
Sorry.
I'm in round five.
What are these things?
Those are... Oh yeah, let me... I'll read you the description.
Now get them. We're all fighting. Okay. No!
Okay, here. This is the description for that room. The room contains a series of stone platforms. Oh, no, actually, sorry. We're after round four.
Everyone in my chance. Everybody here.
Yeah. Yeah. The platforms have changed.
Yep.
The platforms fall away after the round.
Wow, okay. So you get like four platforms left. And
yeah. It's bad news if you're on them when they drop.
It's bad news if you're what?
If you're on them when in the fourth round.
Are they, how low are they?
Okay, so that's what I'm going to describe here. This room contains a series of platforms hanging from the ceiling by chains. Boiling mud lies 20 feet beneath the platforms, the surface of which is repeatedly punctured by powerful geysers. A triangular stone ledge is set in two of the room's corners and another ledge across the chamber with a set of double doors behind it. So that's what you see there, Barry.
Okay.
Actually, now the platform's gone, you'd also see this giant fire elemental.
Okay, I'm going to close the door.
I think the fire elemental will just burn through it.
Yes. I'm going to close the door.
Okay.
There's like...
Yep. Okay, so minor to open, minor to close. Do you want to do anything else?
Move here, the magic missile guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Statue shoots at the Genasi. 24 versus reflex. 12 points of fire damage.
I am unconscious.
And it pushes you into the fire, you take another 10 points of fire damage.
Okay, how much altogether would that
22.
Be? 22.
Actually, so there's a pole, right? You have to push this, like the other one, so you have to... Oh, it wouldn't matter.
Push. He was here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The Hellhound. Let's see if he recharges. He does not. He comes over and bites you.
Oh, man.
Maybe you should have made a high check. Should have made a stealth check. Just to be wary.
That is going to be 14 points of damage. 14 points of fire damage.
Okay, I am...
Are you dead?
29.
Is that
one
below?
One point from death.
1 point.
Oh,
well, that's okay. The fire will kill you on your turn. Okay. Barry.
That's okay, I'm going to use...
Just saying.
I'm going to use...
I can't remember.
See, I don't know whether I should use freezing burst or not.
Well, you can do it in such a way as to not get that guy. If he takes a single point of damage, he's dead. He's got exactly one hit point before he goes from being unconscious to being dead.
Okay.
You just need to see how long you can survive before the monsters kill you.
Okay, beguiling strands on that.
That'll hit. How much? 5 damage?
5 seconds down.
Yep. You can push him away if you want.
Push him away.
Up to 5 squares.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And then you magic missile him again?
Yeah.
Achoo! That brought him to bloody, the magic missile. Put that under him, please.
Nice.
Okay, Joe.
Okay.
You need to make a... You take the damage before you make your death save.
I die!
So you're gonna be dead.
Whoa.
There we go.
Aaron.
Okay.
Whoa.
Now, Barry, it's pretty clear that you're not going to survive on your own.
Yeah.
I can continue to play this out, but these monsters are going to come through the door in a minute, and they're all just going to gang up on you.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to call the fight here at the top of the sixth round.
We reset time once again.
Yeah.
And then,
so
we set a
new record, less than an hour.
5 minutes, like an hour. Less than...